This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We were talking yesterday about the critical shortage of prison guards in this country, the worst state for correctional officer deficits being Florida. And the whole thing really does make some sense. It's a difficult job with long hours, not great pay, lots of stress, and sometimes unpleasant conditions. But while the job is hard, the shortage of corrections officers has some serious effects on inmates as well. Elisa Roth reports.
This low-slung warehouse park on the south side of Miami is not the most obvious place for a church. But then it's not exactly your typical church either.
My name is Anna Sines. I'm a director of a prison ministry out of Miami.
She also has a personal connection to prison because her husband has been incarcerated for years. She and her ministry have turned the warehouse into a kind of makeshift sanctuary and office, but most of their work is really done in prison, not here.
Volunteers, we go every day. We travel 500 miles a week.
They run worship services and Bible study sessions. Sine says at least once or twice a month they show up and find the session has been canceled, even when the volunteers have driven hours to get there, because they aren't allowed to go into the prison alone and there aren't enough officers to accompany them.
We are lucky. We lost all the time. The volunteers, they take that day off just to go to the prisons.
For the prisoners, it means a missed class or other activity. For the officers, it means dealing with inmates who are bored and angry. But the shortage can affect even more basic needs, like delays in getting toilet paper, for example, or showers. Les Cantrell is with the Teamsters Union, which represents correctional officers in Florida.
Let's use, for example, showers. It takes two officers to take an inmate down to the shower. If we're at critical staffing, you have fewer officers, and it takes a longer period of time to go ahead and do those basic duties.
The state agency that oversees the prison agrees there's a problem. In an email, the Florida Department of Corrections said the shortages have resulted in more violence, both between inmates and between inmates and officers. Glenn Maynor spent 25 years locked up in Florida. He says the shortages often meant delayed sick call.
You have to fill out this paperwork and tell them that you got a sickness and that you want to be seen by a doctor or a nurse. You might not get an answer back for 3 to 5 days because there's not enough officers to do all the paperwork. There's not enough people.
James Cook is a civil rights attorney in Florida who litigates against the corrections department and officers. And he says sometimes there's only one officer supervising a whole dorm full of prisoners.
The issue that sometimes arises is that a fight will break out, someone's life will be at risk, and the only thing the sergeant can do is to radio for backup. But that is minutes away, and in the meantime, lives can be lost.
Cook had a case like that a couple of years ago. In it, he alleged that one inmate stabbed another inmate to death over a stolen radio because the prison was understaffed and there was only one officer watching the whole dorm. Some critics of the system say the problem isn't too few officers, but too many prisoners. Others say the real problem isn't the shortage, but simply a culture that tolerates violence and abuse. Cantrell says most officers are just trying to do their jobs.
People make mistakes when they're overworked. They may try and take a shortcut, not to circumvent a policy, but to get the job done.
He says that's when bad things happen. In Miami, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.